Wally Ballou of our election coverage team has just predicted defeat for candidate Neil A. Sturbush in his race for county commissioner. Now, what makes this more than ordinarily interesting is the fact that Sturbush spent more of his own money in waging his campaign than any candidate on record has ever spent before. So now let's go to Sturbush headquarters for what undoubtedly will be a speech of concession.
Will you all simmer down, please? Will you all be quiet? I guess you all heard what I did, that Mr. Ballou is predicting my defeat. I guess I lost. Well, those things will happen. I'd like to say a few things. I know that after my opponent is in office a couple of months, that people are going to come to me and say, I wish now I voted for you, Sturbush. You're all right. He's a bum. Won't you please run again? You know what I'm going to say to them? Nuts. You had your chance to vote for me and you didn't. Nuts. I'm never going to run again. I spent a fortune in television and radio. All I got left is what I got here in my pocket. I'd like to say one thing in conclusion. You're just not going to have Neil Sturbush to kick around anymore.
Now to analyze Mr. Sturbush's speech. Here is Findlay Networks, David Chetley. David?
In exactly 150 words, Neil A. Sturbush has left little doubt that he has lost the race. And further, that he does not intend to run again. With some degree of circumlocutory skill, he has couched the absinthian vehemence of his address in a paraphrastic bit of casuistry, which is paralogistic on the one hand and incapacious on the other. Indeed, his Jeremiad, his threnody, call it what you will, can only be accepted for what it is. An atrabilious amphigory. This is David Chetley.
Thank you, David. You took the words right out of my mouth.